Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the show. Hope that you're enjoying our June weather. We did get some rain. That's a good thing. We do need a little more rain, folks. We want to make sure that we don't have the big fires that we've had in the past. So appreciate the rain. Bless the rain when we get it, and then the sun will come back out. Yeah,
so what you're saying is January may not be such a bad thing.
Well,
we have little bits of January because it's cooler.
Yeah.
But, boy, it sure has been beautiful and clear here on the peninsula, that's for sure. Well, hey, we want to mention a number of things. Brenda actually put something up on Facebook yesterday about homeopathics. Now, they're under attack. The FDA is trying to get rid of them, essentially. Now, we use homeopathics for ourselves. It's one of the I love these little allergy pills that I take. I can't pronounce the homeopathic name, but
they work.
And, you know, these tiny little things I stick under my tongue in the morning. And otherwise, you know, I've been really being affected by all the fir trees that we're surrounded by and the pollen that covers your car. So I'm a fan, but also we've been working with our pets with the liquid homeopathics.
And what we want to be really conscious of, folks, is that if they do take some of the homeopathics away and maybe more in the future, then it starts kind of a pattern because they've been looking at supplements for many years and attacking certain supplements as well. We just would like to avoid that pattern and keep out in the public our ability and our rights to choose what we feel our body can use and need. So we really need your help with this. If you can jump on our Facebook page, go to conscioustalk.net, click on the F icon, and click and get on our Facebook page. There's a link that will take you right to the site that you need to sign the petition. And the more of us that stand up and speak out and support what we want, the more likely we will get that support.
Yeah, and it's very effective to call your representatives and your senators, of course. You know, that they really count on. So hold on, we got an exciting show. We'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, so what does a soccer ball and your brain have in common? Nothing, unless you want to use the soccer ball to reprogram your brain. How? Well, we'll have a chat with Bill McKenna, founder of the Cogno Movement. And he has a method that can help you make suffering truly optional and even make easier and permanent change to some troublesome brain patterns. Where does the soccer ball come in? Well, stay tuned, and you're about to find out. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny. You're the best. Welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing. They're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. As always, that listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is Bill McKenna, and he is going to weave this story of the soccer ball in your brain. We're going to find out what that's all about. But Bill's the author of The Only Lesson, and he is the inventor of Cogno Movement. That's what we're going to talk about, which is something that he discovered having to do with our natural ability that our senses have to neurologically rewire and perform again. So we're talking about neuroplasticity, which you've heard us talk about on the show over the years, but he actually has a way of helping to change those patterns to overcome physical, emotional, and spiritual issues. I'm not going to tell you how he does it because we have him here. Bill, welcome back.
Oh, thank you for having me on. So exciting to be back with you too.
Well, this is a real, this is something that you've studied for a long time, this idea of cognomovement. And I know that you've, you know, you've talked before the Institute of Noetic Sciences, and the International Association for Near-Death Studies. And I think people want to know a little bit about you, about how you got here.
And you know, what cognomovement is what really is.
Yeah, but your backstory, because what's with near-death and the connection here?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. This is a long, strange tale that I had no interest in going on the journey, but I had life events pushed me in a certain direction, and I ended up around 2007, 2008, having, for lack of a better term, a spiritual awakening, and it was quite intense. It led me to start studying all kinds of healing modalities, everything from neuroscience, how the brain works, hypnosis, movement, a host of other energetic type of healing modalities that everybody knows about, Reiki and these sorts of things. But I studied and had an opportunity to practice with thousands and thousands of people. I ended up in a room every Saturday basically helping people for a decade, one after the next, with whatever they came in with. And I ended up kind of figuring out what was working and what was not working. And all of a sudden, you know, after, you know, several years of this, things just kind of clicked for me and made sense. And that was when I made the initial discovery of cognomovement, which I just had an idea. It seemed like, oh, this will work. You know, I have this soccer ball, and I have these very specific geometric shapes and colors that I put on it. And I went to a friend's house, and I asked him, hey, I don't know what your problem, you know, that he was a friend forever, and I don't know what your particular problem is, but if you just focus on it, and I'm going to throw you this ball. And I threw this ball in certain ways and had him catch it and say it and focus on his issue. And he ended up in a couple minutes, his belly button got really hot and he was sweating. And then it was very funny because, you know, he's just catching a ball and profusely sweating. And then in a couple more minutes, he said he was like, I'm going to have a heart attack. And, you know, and I was like, oh, no, you're not. Just keep going. And he was like, no, it hurts. And then, anyway, we kept going. A few minutes later, he started choking. And then a few minutes later, he felt this like headache in his head. And then he felt it leave from the top of his head. Mm-hmm. And it was kind of amazing. Because afterwards he says, I cannot connect with my problem anymore. He was very almost confused by it all, that he had no more feeling about it, and it had been an issue ruling his whole life. Mm-hmm. So in the particular issue comes out later that it was a financial issue, you know, about retirement and fear, you know, how he'll survive after retiring. But what ended up happening after that was all of his financial picture shifted. He ended up buying some real estate out of state that cash flowed immediately, positive cash flow, and then he was able to create another rental property on his property, and so his complete financial picture changed. But it was so that was the beginning of it, and then we applied it to more and more things. That is what happened. We eventually found that we could apply it to cravings. So the very first session was I had a person to I had a whole group, and I said, "Does anybody have a craving they want to get rid of?" And the very first one was Coca-Cola. And you can see it on YouTube. If you looked up Cogna Movement, Coca-Cola, and this woman, I just had her imagine enjoying Coca-Cola. It was the opposite of what everybody thought, you've got to be stronger than the Coca-Cola. You just got to use your willpower. Well, what I discovered is you just imagine enjoying the Coca-Cola and then doing these specific movements, and the exact same thing happened. And the woman felt it in her belly and then felt it in her throat, and then whoosh, it was gone. And when she went to taste Coca-Cola again, it was like, oh, it doesn't taste the same. It's kind of tastes metallic or something. Mm. And she had lost the desire for it. So anyway, it was, there's been many, many discoveries of what can be utilized. It can be utilized for.
I have to ask you, Bill, is it, and we just have a couple minutes to our first break, but is it similar to somatic movement where you use the body? I'm just trying to give people kind of something to identify. Is it similar to somatic movement, or is it completely different than that?
So I think, first, the definition of somatic movement is moving the body, right?
Yes,
so,
right.
Absolutely, it is moving the body. So we're moving the body while we are mentally engaged with a particular thing.
Right, but you're also moving the eyes in a certain direction along with the body movement and the ball and everything. So there's a little bit more to it than possibly just body movement, correct?
There is. What we do is we utilize not only movement with the body, but we utilize the acupuncture points.
Mm-hmm.
So and we utilize breath as well,
mm-hmm.
and your mental focus.
Right.
So the way it works is...
Well, hang on. We want you to hang on to that thought for us and let us know the way it works after we come back from this break.
Yeah, you are listening to Conscious Talk. We're here with Bill McKenna. We're talking about something that's probably new to you called Cogno Movement, and cognomovement.com is the website. But we're going to find out more about, we teased you about the soccer ball, but how all of this comes to play and how you can reprogram some of those problems that you have in your life. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
If you're like us, You really appreciate companies that are sustainable, caring, and conscious. This describes Aloha Bay, a company not only guaranteed by the World Fair Trade Organization, but also donates a portion of their sales to Doctors Without Borders and other great causes. Some of the amazing products made by Aloha Bay include Himalayan salt table and bath products, chakra candles, Himalayan salt lamps, feng shui votives, and much more. A majority of the jar candles are hand-poured into recycled glass, scented with 100% pure essential oils, mini certified organic. Aloha Bay is an employee-owned company whose products are not only affordable, but beautiful and deliciously scented. To learn more and order their amazing products, visit AlohaBay.com. That's AlohaBay.com.
Conscious Talk, radio that brightens your day. Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life. We refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boost natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
Alternative Talk 1150, online at 1150kknw.com.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and it is radio that makes a difference. And today we're making a difference with by introducing you to something that's probably new, because it was fairly new to us not that long ago, and we've become very excited about it. I'm actually going down to get involved. I'm going to San Diego in July to do some training on this. It's Cogno Movement, and the website is cognomovement.com, but we have the founder and developer of this program, Bill McKenna, with us. And Bill, the first thing I thought of when we were exposed to Cogno Movement was, I had this flash, this vision of those old videos of brain surgeries where the surgeon will touch an electrode to a certain part of the brain and the person who is conscious still, will all of a sudden have a certain memory. And will have perfect recall of something when they were 3 years old or whatever. So all of these things are stored there. And I thought, wow, this Cogno Movement, it's a little like brain surgery. I mean, getting to shift some patterns without having to open your skull. Does that make sense?
Oh, my gosh. You know what? No one has ever brought that out before, but you're dead on. With what we do, we have found a way to access your subconscious memories and subconscious things that are causing you to behave in a certain way. And this, once it's understood, and you know how to do all the movements and utilize all the systems, you can create change for yourself really rapidly. Or, you know, you can obviously go to a practitioner as well, and they can do it for you.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's such an exciting thing. And part of what we wanted to incorporate today in our discussion with you, Bill, is about how our body, talk about how our body and the feelings in our body are keeping us from changing our mind. Maybe you can just, you know, expound on that a minute. What do you mean by that? That our feelings are keeping us from changing our minds. In other words, changing those patterns in the subconscious.
So in a very basic sense, we have these feelings, right? Mm-hmm. And then what happens is we think thoughts equal to our feelings.
Mm-hmm.
So when we like, I don't feel good, then what we'll do is we'll say, oh gosh, you know, or I resent somebody and I shouldn't feel that way. You know, I should forgive them, but I can't help it. You know, I feel that way. They're, you know, they did these things. So we become trapped in a loop. The interesting thing here is that the old understanding was that our thought came first and then it stimulated feelings. Now today we know that the feeling comes first neurologically. We feel something in our body, and it stimulates thoughts equal to the feeling. Now, the subconscious, our subconscious, expresses itself through our physical body as a feeling. And as we just said a minute ago, then we think a thought equal to that.
Mm.
So really what's going on is the subconscious really rules our life. Because subconscious expresses itself through the body as a physical feeling, and then we make those decisions in our life based upon how we feel. Now, a lot of people think that, oh gosh, you know, I'm really logical and, you know, I'm a person who just looks at the numbers. But the truth of it is that we'll look for the supporting evidence. I have a feeling, and now I want to look how I can support a decision based upon the feeling.
Mm. And is this, Bill, when we start to make up stories around that feeling? Is that, and then actually a belief sets in around that?
Absolutely. That's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is that this has everything to do with your body. So when we're making up a story, right, about, let's say, my coworker, my boss, my landlord, you know, whoever, my eyes will look in a certain direction. My physical eyeballs, if you watch people tell their story about whatever, you'll notice that the eyes look in a certain direction.
Mm.
And our eyes, our brain, and our spinal column are one system.
Mm.
This is one entire system. And with cognitive movement, we affect the brain, the thoughts, through our body, whether it's the eyes or the spinal column, how in different methods to affect the way the brain processes information. And it basically eradicates the feeling. As the feeling is eradicated or leaves, then I have a whole new opportunity to think different thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll actually see people's eyes move to other positions, other directions in their, you know, as they're looking.
Mm.
Their literal peripheral vision expands. optical peripheral vision will expand. When we have limited thoughts and limited understandings, our peripheral vision starts to shut down.
Wow. And this, what this reminds me of, Bill, and I'm just going to track it back to connect another dot, and you can tell me whether this is correct or not. But as a peripheral eye, you know, vision expands, it also expands our level of perception. In other words, we're able to perceive a much broader field of possibilities. Is that correct?
Yes, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, and it, this is subtleties, right?
Right.
If you notice when when people are telling a story, about something, they have a limited range, and there's strong emotion with it, right?
Right.
There'll be a limited spectrum of motion there. A good example, people, you know, on the spectrum, autistics, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's so much sensory input. For them, it's like light, sound, all these physical, tactile feelings can be overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And what they'll do is beginning shut down their peripheral vision. They're literally, if you look at them, their eyes don't move. Their eyes won't move left and right. They have a very limited scope of how far left and right it'll move. Now, autism is a spectrum, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is a, you know, one of the basic things about being on the spectrum.
Right.
Wow. You know, what's so interesting about this, and I want to connect dots with our audience here, we're always talking about making space, and we have various ways that we talk about that. But if you want to change your life, you need to move the things out that aren't working for you and to allow you space. And, you know, that's really what neuroplasticity is about. There are patterns that we hold, and, you know, they take
energetic
up space
patterns,
they take up space in our brain. If you want to change, you want to move that pattern on and then put in one that you actually would enjoy. So, I mean, I know that's a great oversimplification, but, you know, this falls into that category of what we've always told our audience, Bill, about making space.
Right. And I guess at the most basic fundamental level, and this is another simplification, I'll admit that, is what you're really helping us do, Bill, is move fear. And the reason I say fear, because fear seems to underlie all those basic and traumatic, energy blocks that we have or subconscious patterns that we have lodged in the brain. And when you brought up the story in the first segment about the man who had this feeling around retirement, he was scared. I could feel it when you talked about it.
Yeah.
He was obviously scared that he would have no money or lose everything. So it seems like you're really helping to rearrange neurologically the brain around fear, so that fear is not there, which has recruited the body and other thoughts and feelings have sprouted from that. Does that make sense?
Oh, it 100% dead on makes sense. We've actually proven this with brain scans.
Mm-hmm.
We have done scans with a laboratory now before and after cognitive movement, and there's when there's this hyperactivity with fear, and you can actually, when you scan it, the entire brain on their scans is red, and it becomes super inefficient.
Well, hold that thought.
Yeah.
Hold that thought. We have to take another quick break. We're here with Bill McKenna.
Well, and when we come back, we're going to finish up with this, find out about this, but I want to tell you to stay tuned because in our last segment, Bill's going to give us a big surprise. He loves giving away things, and I believe it's going to be something to do with Cogno Movement helping to free us up. I don't know. I don't know what it is. He's always mysterious. So hang on, folks. We'll be back after these messages.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, postnasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands, why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
We all know that probiotics are good for digestive health, but your skin, too? I'm Kat James, author of The Truth About Beauty. Common skincare products, especially harsh soaps, can disrupt the balance of the good bacteria on your skin. But there's a progressive new approach to skincare that allows you to create a healthier environment on your skin. Probiotics Skincare. Dr. Ohira applied ancient Japanese fermentation skills to merge his famous pre, pro, and postbiotic nutrients into a revolutionary 100% natural skincare line. The Kampuku Beauty Bar, honored with the Best of Beauty Award by Better Nutrition, beautifully clarifies and rebalances even sensitive skin without drying. The Magoroku Lotion and the Hadayubi Moisturizer combine Dr. Ohira's award-winning probiotic complex with 14 wild plant extracts plus one of the most skin-compatible emollients known to help restore your natural glow. As a health and beauty expert, I recommend the daily use of Dr. Ohira's skincare products, available at Sprouts and other fine health stores.
Conscious Talk, radio that lifts you up. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore, you can hardly move. Well, that's what PowerPH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then, you'll be amazed on how PowerPH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. PowerPH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If PowerPH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Alternative Talk 1150, here to uplift your day.
We're back. This is Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Our website is conscioustalk.net. Love you to peruse our site and jump on our Facebook page. And speaking of our Facebook page, I have something up there around homeopathics. And we put up all kinds of things on our Facebook page. But to participate, folks, to support what we want, to support the things that support us, that's what we use our Facebook page for. And if you've just joined us, today we're talking with a very special guest and a definitely soul friend, deep soul friend, Bill McKenna. And we're talking about something called Cogno Movement. The website is cognomovement.com so that you can jump on his site and get familiar with that. And this is really exciting stuff, Bill, because you've explained so far through the show about what Cogno Movement really is, how it shifts the patterns in the subconscious, and it's really the subconscious that leads our life, that really directs our lives, and that we feel something first, and then we have the thought about it and build a story around it, and then we build a belief around the story, and then we're stuck with it.
Right, and it affects our bodies.
Yes.
You know, so this is, we're talking holism here, folks. Mm-hmm. You know, this, but we're talking about learning how all of it is connected. And that's what Bill has worked with for decades and put together this Cogno Movement.
And we were talking about the eyes, Bill, and that you brought up a really good point about children who, you know, are, you know,
on the spectrum.
On that spectrum, like ADD and ADHD and all those things, and that they really don't move their eyes much. And just to refresh that for our audience, what do the eyes have to do with what we're feeling?
Oh, this is really good. First of all, I'm going to give away in the very last segment here today, you're going to have an actual experience of this. Mm-hmm. And this experience, for some of you, if you do it, is going to change your life. So it will support everything we've been talking about. Mm-hmm. I'm really excited to share and give away one of our secrets today. But what do the eyes have to do with my thoughts and feelings? Mm-hmm. And the eye position, so my eyes, my spinal cord, and my brain are one system. Mm. They interact. You can look at it just as one system. Mm-hmm. So the position of my eyes will determine the parts of my brain that get active. And as I use the same parts of my brain over and over, I'm looking kind of in the same positions. Most people don't even realize that. Mm-hmm. But the feeling helps to create the thoughts, which stimulate more of the feeling. That's the loop. And the eye positions help to create a well-worn pathway. Mm-hmm. You know, because you typically think the same things today as yesterday. And they also say that a lot of them, you know, as a human condition, we're kind of suffering with negative feelings. You know, fear-based feelings of some mm-hmm. kind. Mm-hmm. This is also reflected in the physical body. So I was down in Mexico one time, and I thought it was so interesting. This is way before the awakening, if you will. But there was a woman who said, you know, I can tell. I was down on the dock, you know, in Puerto Vallarta, Mexico. And she was saying, I can tell you who's an owner and who's a worker on the yachts. And you know, I was saying, how do you tell that? You know, she said, it's not by the way they dress. It's not by their shoes. It is their posture. Mm-hmm. The workers walk down the docks and their shoulders are slumped. Mm-hmm. And the owners walk down the docks and their backs are erect. Mm-hmm. So our thoughts and feelings, right? If you were to really look at these people and start to look at at their eyes and that sort of thing, you would see that they're very, that they're utilizing other parts of their brain because they're utilizing their eyes different.
Right. Well, Bill, we're gonna jump off to a break, and when we come back, we're gonna have an experience, and you're gonna surprise us because we don't know what this is, but we are really looking forward to it. So, folks, stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
Conscious Talk, radio that opens the heart and illuminates the mind.
If you're like us, you really appreciate companies that are sustainable, caring, and conscious. This describes Aloha Bay, a company not only guaranteed by the World Fair Trade Organization, but also donates a portion of their sales to Doctors Without Borders and other great causes. Some of the amazing products made by Aloha Bay include Himalayan salt table and bath products, chakra candles, Himalayan salt lamps, feng shui votives, and much more. A majority of the jar candles are hand-poured into recycled glass, scented with 100% pure essential oils, mini certified organic. Aloha Bay is an employee-owned company whose products are not only affordable, but beautiful and deliciously scented. To learn more and order their amazing products, visit AlohaBay.com. That's AlohaBay.com.
Don't let that herd mentality lead you off a cliff. We support Thinking for Yourself on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and we are here with Bill McKenna, the creator of Cogno Movement, and he has promised us an experience. So, Bill, it's yours.
All right. Okay. So, what we're going to do is we're going to give a experience right now. Now, if you're driving, you want to pull over to the side of the road on this one, because I don't want anybody to do this while, you know, using heavy machinery or, you know, anything that you could put yourself in danger in any way. So don't do this if you're going to put yourself in danger. Now, the first thing that we are going to do is to think of a problem. Think of a problem in your life. Let's say it is the biggest problem in your life. Whatever that problem might be, just allow yourself to feel how you feel about it. However that is, I have a problem with my wife or husband, I have at work, whatever it might be. Allow yourself to feel how you feel about it. And now, once you have felt that feeling, we're not going to say, don't feel that way. I'm saying, feel that way. Be honest about it. I hate them. I'm jealous. I'm whatever. They drive me nuts. Let yourself feel it. Feel all the judgment around it. And then very, very slowly move your eyes straight up. Your head is level, but your eyeballs are up. Head level, eyeballs are up. And then begin to move your eyeballs across to the left. And notice, is there a place that my eyes are literally uncomfortable? It feels like a stretch or it feels uncomfortable. Move your eyes down the left wall, all the way as far left as you can look. Moving down the left wall or all the way left, your head is level and straight. You're moving the eyes down the left wall. Again, notice where it's very uncomfortable or just a bit uncomfortable to look. Now to begin slowly moving the eyes across the floor or down, basically looking down at your belly, but your head is level. The eyeballs are looking down at your belly, but your head is level. You're going all the way from left to right, looking down, noticing where the eyes may be uncomfortable, and then moving, head's level, looking all the way to the right now. You're down at the bottom of the floor to the right, and then you're moving up the right wall. Head is straight. The eyeballs are looking over at the right wall, and you're running your eyes up the right wall, all the way to the right, and then across the ceiling. Now, go back to the place that the eyes felt a stretch or uncomfortable, that you did not want to look. Allow yourself to really feel how you feel about this issue. Now, if you didn't have any areas of stress in the eyes, go back to the feeling of I hate this person or I am jealous or angry. Let yourself feel that. And again, slowly move the eyes because you have to be in the emotion of this for this to work. Feel the feeling that you feel and move your eyes all the way around across the ceiling, down the wall, down the floor, very, very slowly, and then up the other wall and across the ceiling. If you do it very, very slowly, you're going to find there's a point that it's somewhat uncomfortable. Park your eyes there in that uncomfortable position. Just keep the head straight and level. Park the eyes. I know it's uncomfortable with the eyes, but you park the eyes there. And as this is here, allowing yourself to feel that negative feeling, and as your eyes are parked there, you're going to ask yourself the question, what is it that I have yet to learn about this? What is it? What lesson is it that I have not learned yet about having this in my life? Relax. Relax. You have to keep the eyes pinned in the position. You're going to probably want to move your eyes. Do not move your eyes. Keep the eyes parked where they're uncomfortable. What is it here that I have yet to learn? Relax. What is it that I have yet to learn that's right here? For most of you, this will come if you just relax. You will have a realization. And when you have that realization of what that lesson is, if you take that in, oh, I get it. I am supposed to learn about boundaries. I'm supposed to learn about forgiveness. I'm supposed to learn about whatever. And you do that, this discomfort in your eyes will go away like that. I mean, you literally, like, there's no more stretch. That's strange. Why is my eyes not feeling the strain? It's because your brain connected the dots now, and you learned the lesson it was here to teach you, that difficulty in your life. You literally got smarter. Now, this is tying this back into everything we talked about in the show, is that you ordinarily would never look to this position that was uncomfortable. When you look somewhere that's uncomfortable, you're going to back your eyeballs off of that area naturally, right? Nobody does this, look to a place and allow my eyes to be uncomfortable in some spot. You know, you're going to, if I'm angry and I look over there and it kind of hurts, you know, your basic biological reaction is to pull away, to look somewhere else. Mm-hmm. So you'll never look where the lesson is, where the solution really is, because it's painful physically. Mm-hmm. Maybe uncomfortable might be a better word. So you can rotate your eyes and scan the next position that may be a bit uncomfortable and ask the question again. What is it here that I have yet to learn? Rotate there and look. What is it here that I have yet to learn? Just pin the eyes there, heads forward, level. Eyeballs are in that position where they're uncomfortable. Asking the question, what is it here that I have yet to learn? When you get that, and there may be more than one issue, but when you really get it, you get the solution, the eyes let go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. That's
wow,
it.
Wow. Nice, Bill.
Yes. That is, there's a simplicity to it, but there's a powerful profoundness to this type of cogno movement, as you call it, Bill. And this is the exciting part for us, folks. This is not difficult. It might be a little uncomfortable, as Bill said, but it's not difficult. And that's the beauty in it.
Yeah, so you want to move these things on that aren't working in your life and that literally are making you uncomfortable, but in a larger sense and affecting your body. So, look, if you want to learn more about Cogno Movement, you can go to Cogno, C-O-G-N-O, movement.com.
Bill, thank you so very, very much for being with us here today. So appreciate you and the work you're doing. And folks, thank you. As always, have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk. Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacyn, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacyn medical device.
Conscious Talk Radio. Get your dose today.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.